हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
वेलकम to our Kartik inspiration. Today is the sacred disappearance day of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, a great Vaishnava who was known for his tremendous amount of renunciation on one side and his deep, deep longing for the service of Radharani. He composed a song, Kotai Go Prema Mayi Radhe Radhe, where he expresses his heart. O Radha, who are full of prema, where are you now? Radhe, all glories to you. Give me your darshan and save my life. Your wretched beggar calls out to you. And then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji sings about the practice of Raghunath Das Goswami, the author of many of the verses we heard, and describes a little bit what drives the life of a sincere spiritual practitioner. Just like a steam engine is getting its power when the water is heated so that it becomes steam, and which makes pressure that can be used, or you know, it can be directed to the wheels and then moves the engine on. In the same way, we can move on in our spiritual life if we have this longing, this feeling of a great, great need, this mood of not yet being perfect, but aspiring for the perfection of devotional service. Raghunath is described by Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. You call out Radhe, Radhe. You become submerged in the tears flowing from your eyes. You wander through the lanes of Vrindavan, exclaiming Radhe, Radhe. Throughout day and the night, you know nothing but Radha Govinda, and then when you take a rest, you see Radha Govinda appearing to you in your dreams. The engine that moves our spiritual life forward is longing. And a great saint like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, who spent time here in Vrindavan chanting all day and calling out to be blessed by Srimati Radharani, is our example. These great souls have cried, and their tears have washed down their bodies so that their footprints are embedded, or let us say imprinted, in the soft clay. In this way, we have examples to follow. We can see their footprints moving towards the supreme goal. And by reading, for instance, or singing their songs of separation, some little percentage of their wonderful emotions comes into us and our own devotional engine in the heart, so to say, gets life and gets moving. Yes, this is what you can do. Get yourself a good songbook and read the translations of these wonderful songs and feel how they rub off and bring out a first-class softening of your heart so that a very good devotional mood can appear. See you for next Karthik Inspiration.